to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. Let me get my Jesse horse and I'll be right back. It's not set up yet. Hold on. Oh, thank you.
To the horse.
No respect for the Jesse other horse. What the?
I got you. We'll work on it.
You can get involved. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question. Oh, we don't have it ready yet. So I can't do the biblical question. Sorry about that. I just remember.
He's got to be holding them.
Nice. 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. If you're out and about and busy, and a lot of you are, I understand that. Because we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama, right? And some of you can't sit and just watch the show. You're busy protesting. You're busy buying some fentanyl. You're busy having fentanyl withdrawals. You're busy dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder. You're busy fighting against the racists because you think that someone can hold you back in life. You're busy doing whatever you're doing. Sending your children off to school, to the public school, because you're too lazy to raise your own children. You have no love for them. Whatever you're doing. You could be listening to the show, right? You can podcast all the shows, but you still could be listening on your iPhone, or you're just working out. Or you just land up at a beach, whatever. You can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. All right? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we have every way listed on the show that you can listen to the show. You can watch and listen and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. All kinds of ways. So it is Tuesday. And for those who might not be aware, because you're new to the show, every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. Okay, Country and Western Tuesday. Before I go to the calls, and there's one line open now if somebody wanted to jump in there. Jesse. Last night, some of you are aware, maybe everybody in the world, but I'll assume maybe one or two people didn't hear about it. The Great White Hope, Donald Trump, was a guest on X. He and Elon Musk, had a discussion about Trump running in the country, and it was from the sound bites I heard, it was very interesting. And I'm not surprised. Both of the guys are very smart guys, very smart men. But before the interview began, apparently there was some type of cyber attack. A DDoS, right? Distributed denial of service, quote unquote. But it ended up happening anyway. And in the world today, I know that it said that it could have come from a foreign country, been attacked by a foreign country and all that. But in America today, because evil through human beings, because evil works through people. Did you know that evil lives inside of human beings? Each human being is their own evil. Evil lives through human beings. It is like rampant now because there's no real discussion about evil and that it dwells in people and that the human nature is evil. And it's just all over the country now, in churches and everywhere. And because of that, you just don't know what the real deal is now because angry, evil people are desperate people. They are what the Bible called murderers. Anyone that has anger is a murderer. That's for sure. Is a murderer. And they are just, it's out of control now. So we really don't know what the deal is. The media is not going to tell us the truth. The government is definitely not going to tell us the truth. And so we just don't know. I noticed that Kamala, the Democratic Party, Kamala Harris, they have started to say what Trump has been saying about the economy, jobs, and making things better. They have started to say exactly what Trump has been saying all along and has done while in office. And they are able to deceive the people who are following them to believe that that's what's going to happen. It's mind-blowing. And as I was pondering all of this yesterday, last night, thought about it, and then we have sound bites coming up for you where women are being raped right in the streets now. And according to the reports, according to the report, not my report, but what I'm hearing, reported, it's been done mostly by illegal aliens, but not only, but illegal aliens are raping women right in the public now, in some cases. And it reminds me of what happened in Europe and is happening. What is happening in that in Europe, we reported over the years how the white government over there allowed the illegals to come in, the Muslims and the blacks from Africa and places like that. And in Europe now, it's not uncommon. It's a daily thing now for women, white women, to get attacked, raped and murdered and robbed and attacked by the illegal aliens over there because the white government opened the doors and invited the illegal aliens in. Y'all come on in. They let them in. And now Europe is a mess. There were recent riots over there because two or three kids, I can't remember how many, were killed by, according to a report, I guess he was illegal, but a black guy, allegedly a black guy. And they had riots over there. And what I've noticed, and I never imagined, even though I've been warned in my country that America is becoming Africa, I never imagined that what happened in those countries, that my country can see it happening. They are aware that it's happening. Oh, I'm being told that the guy that's been accused of killing those little kids over there in Europe was, he was an anchor baby, I guess, right?
Correct. I don't say that proudly.
And the stabber was born there.
Yeah, yeah. So the one who committed that stabbing is, was born there.
Accused of who committed it was born there?
Correct.
And the parents were foreigner?
Correct.
Oh, okay. And the riot, I don't know if the riots are still going on over there because there are some whites over in Europe, citizen voters, who have decided, you know, we're tired of this. We just don't want it anymore. But the unfortunate thing about that is that the government is not on the white side. They're calling them racist. They're calling them the parents are from Rwanda, according to the report. But anyway, the whites are tired, but they're the white government is against the white citizens in their own country now. And they're calling them anti-Muslim, Muslim haters and things like that. And so the whites in their own European countries, Western countries, can't even get support from their own white government. But the support come from the support is given to the illegal aliens over the citizens. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. Well, relax. The same identical thing is happening here. It's happening in America now. Not only is South Africa in America now, white America has been taken over. And the law is not for the white citizens at all. If you stand up against the illegal aliens in your own country and you try to protect your wife, your children, yourself, you're going to be punished by your own government. You're going to be punished. You're going to be called anti-racist. You're going to be called, anti-Muslim or anti-Mexican or anti-something. and you're gonna be called white supremacist, and you're going to jail in your own country. What they have done over there is now being done over here because nobody's stopping it. What do you expect? And the government, being human beings and being wicked, all they care about is power, perceived power and wealth. They don't care about you, just as you don't care about no one. You don't care about you or anyone else. It's about you, your ego. But it's happening in America now, and the Democratic Party is working desperately to stay in power, perceived power, run the government, so they can make it even worse for you. They're not going to make it better. If you doubt me, check over in Europe and see did it ever get better. It's not going to get better. The illegal aliens are here now. And they have precedent over you, meaning that they have been put above you. They are being protected and not you. There have been number and numbers of American citizens raped, robbed, and killed by illegal aliens. Nothing happened. Nothing changed. A little headline maybe in the conservative news about it, but nothing in the liberal news about it. Liberal press. My country is gone. And it's because human nature is evil. You are spiritually possessed, every human being. And only a few is working on seeing that in themselves and overcoming it. Only a handful, five. It's going to get worse. The Democratic Party, Kamala Harris and those people are intentionally deceiving you. They're saying everything that Trump is saying now about shutting down the borders, bringing back jobs, changing the making lower taxes, no taxes for the waiters, the people that work at these restaurants and things like that, no taxes on the tips. They're saying exactly what the Republican, what Donald Trump is saying, and there are blind people falling for it. And that's not what they're going to do. They're still in charge. The Democratic Party is still running the government. Joe Biden, though we don't know where he's coming from, is still the president. Kamala Harris is still the so-called vice president. They're not going to change anything. But you believe them. Oh, she's the first black president. How dumb can you be? She's the first black female president. Can you get any dumber than that? You shouldn't even be thinking that way. But you do. I'm telling you, I've been doing this stuff for like 35 years now. And it's only gotten worse over the years. I've gone to the protests. I participate in them. I held them. All kinds of stuff. Spoken to the government. Been in all over the media. Nothing has changed in 35 years since I've been on the front line. It's only gotten worse. And I thought it was bad 35 years ago. That looked like pancakes now. It's only going to get worse. I never imagined that the government in America that's supposed to be working for the citizen would outright work against the citizen, would bring bringing illegal aliens by opening the borders, inviting illegal aliens from around the world to come into our country. And they are putting them up in hotels, five-star hotels, feeding them, giving them money, giving them free education, giving them everything free, cell phones. Giving them everything. our money. And then the illegal aliens go out and rob and steal and kill, attack police officers. And they go right in one door of the jail and out the other. And some don't even go to jail. I never imagined that in my country. Our government is against us. Just like they are in Europe. Just like they are in white countries. Christian countries. I don't even want to use the word Christian countries. White countries. That was built on the backs of white men with the help of God. And because the help of God was involved, white countries became amazing and became the best countries. And now the enemies of the white country, the government of the countries, are working with to destroy it. I'm telling you now, if Kamala Harris or any Democrat get into if you re-elect them or elect them come November, you do not know the evil and the hell that's going to come upon this country. You think it's bad now, and it is with crime and all that kind of stuff. You haven't seen anything. You haven't seen anything. The government is not your friend. Never has been, never will be, ain't going to be, ain't. And some of you people are so dumb. You're so dumb. You're like, is Trump a Christian? You still vote for Trump because Trump a Christian? Oh, Trump said he wasn't a Christian. He never said that, but you believe it. You want to believe it. And you pretend to be a Christian, and you're not. You're dumb anyway for thinking you're going to vote for Trump or anyone just because they say they're a Christian. Trump has proven that he want to help the country. He can't save your soul, but he can make your outer life, your physical life, a little more comfortable. Easier to function on this earth by bringing back the police, by bringing back bail bonds, by bringing back jobs, by closing down the borders and sending the illegal aliens back to their countries. Because those countries are sending all their asshole people to us, the criminals and everybody. And you see it. It's happening. It's not like made up, right? But you walk around, oh, Trump or Christian? That is a Christian. Why are y'all so blind? Oh, but you know the Bible. You know the word. You love to argue the Bible, and you're blind as a doorknob. You are, just think about it, in your mind and with other people, you're arguing over whether Trump is a Christian or not. As though your life is good. May God have mercy on my country. It is mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing because, especially when you have a little insight of what's going on. I want you to know, evil doesn't want you to know, and those people who support evil don't want you to know, because most people love their evil. They love their evil nature. Really, they do. They keep it alive, and they don't want you to tell them that they're evil and how to overcome it. And they want to inflict it on you. They roam the earth seeing who they can devour. They love their evil, but there are those who don't. There are some people who just didn't know they were possessed. All human beings are possessed with evil. There's not one. There's not. But only a few who have started questioning it, examining it within themselves, because evil dwells in human beings, by the way. It has to live in human beings. That's the only place evil can survive is in the body of human beings. That's why Christ said, I came that you may have a new nature. You need a new nature. You must be born again. But anyway, I want to warn you, do what you want. You have not seen the hell to come yet. You have been deceived by the liberal media. You have been deceived by the Democratic Party and all those who are supporting it. They don't care about you. All you little people who call yourself voting for the Democrats because you support abortion. Well, go ahead and support the Democrat because you support abortion. Abortion is going to be your least problem. Because the Democratic representatives don't care about the Democratic voters either. They just want your vote. And they'll go to the black churches too. And they'll preach, I don't feel no way tired. They'll act on the stage in any way that you want need them to act. Because they're possessed. And you're possessed, so they'll put on whatever stage show you need to deceive you. And to the white women who love abortion, white women just love abortion, especially educated white women. You're some of the dumbest people I ever seen. The education has, not only have your parents let you down, education has corrupt your mind to make you feel that you believe you're something that you're not. You're voting for Kamala Harris because she support abortion, and a woman have a right to kill the man's children in the womb, and you want to be for that. And you think you're free. It's not your body. You didn't create that body. You didn't put life in that body. You had nothing to do with your body. It's a lie that it's your body, your choice. You've been ruled by evil. And white women love abortions. They don't even have babies, for the most part, exceptions to the rule. They don't even have babies anymore. They kill them. They kill them. Just think about this. You want laws that will allow you, because you have no self-control, that will allow you to kill children in your body. And never mind what the Bible has to say about it, blah, blah, blah. You're killing human beings in your body. And your mind tell you that that is good and that you're free. You're independent. You can kill the babies. And you kill more than one inside the womb. And you think you're free. You think you're equal to men because you can kill the babies. And Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party get your votes. Because they encourage you to kill the children in the body. You don't think that's evil? Where do you think you get the idea from to kill children in the womb? Who do you think told you that you have a right to do it? That wasn't your idea, period. You're possessed. And evil doesn't want you to know you're possessed. But anyway, Trump and Elon Musk had a discussion yesterday, and I have a few sound bites from it. I'm going to play that for you and take your calls and your super chats here in a minute. I got to take a break. I can't believe 30 minutes gone by just like that. 888-77-5377. Something else is ruling you. You're not in control, and you don't know it because you don't do self-examination. How about self-examination once in a while? Back in a moment.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man. It's Country and Western Tuesday, 888-775-3773. Just to remind you that this Thursday at 7 p.m., it's the ladies' forum. The ladies meet in every first Thursday night of the month, unless I'm not in town or something. Unless I'm not in town. All right. Also, the Hake, happy Men's History Month, by the way. And we have a Men's History Month moment coming up for you as well. Happy Men's History Month. August is Men's History Month. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And if you have not seen the Hake Report, I don't know what you've been doing. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, Joy of Friday TV. You're black, Monday through Thursdays. Joy of Friday TV, amazing. Don't want to miss it. Last but not least, at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. American Anchor Baby aired, played the discussion between the great white hope, Donald Trump, and Elon Musk last night on his show, thehakereport.com. You can podcast, if you didn't hear it last night, you can podcast all his shows, but make sure you check it out at 4 p.m. Pacific time on fire. So let me do this really fast. I don't know about really fast, but let me do it. Last night, it was a very interesting discussion. I want to encourage you to pay attention to the Democratic Party push for Kamala Harris, even though they don't really want her. They're keeping her away from the media. She's not doing interviews and all that. Most of you know about that already. But they're starting to say exactly what Trump said about making America great again. They're saying the same things. They don't mean it. But some people, being emotional as they are, will fall for it and are falling for it. But as I said, Trump and Elon had a very interesting discussion last night on X, and this is from The Hill. Former President Trump spoke Monday with Tesla founder Elon Musk, Musk on X, which Musk owns, making Trump's most significant return to the social media platform since he was reinstated in 2023. And I just want to share with you some of their moments, right? The interview began with Elon Musk highlighting a massive DDoS attack. They talked about the ideal location for a sniper. Watch this.
I mean, looking at the aerial views, that building would be like the number one spot for a sniper. I mean, if you were to pick, like, what is the favorite place? If the goal is to assassinate, what's your favorite spot? That building. That building would be number one.
That would have been the spot.
It's like you can ask for a better location. It's like,
no,
number one.
That would have been the spot.
And they were responding to the assassination attack, I guess, on Trump, where Trump was, according to all reports, shot in the ear. Just think about that. In the United States of America, our president, soon to be president, I hope, had an assassination attempt. There's nothing being done about it. Think about it. There's nothing being done about it. Nothing. Zero.
It was nice that Elon asked him too. He was asking him about it. And Trump seemed to kind of err on the side of the Secret Service. There was just mistakes, not really conspiracy against him. That's where he kind of stood on it. It was interesting.
That's nice. But it happened. That's how Trump is. Trump is the GOAT. Isn't that amazing? Musk praised Trump for his response to an assassination attempt. Watch this.
Your actions after that assassination attempt were inspiring. Instead of shying away from things, instead of ducking down, you were pumping your fist in the air and saying, fight, fight, fight. And I think the president of the United States represents America. That is America. That is strength under fire. Part of the reason why I was excited to endorse you as the president of the United States, what was it like for you?
Not pleasant, I have to be honest. I guess you would say surreal, but it wasn't surreal. I knew immediately that it was a bullet. You know, I moved down pretty nicely, pretty quickly, and we had bullets flying right over my head after I went down, so I'm glad I went down. For those people that don't believe in God, I think we got to all start thinking about that. I'm a believer. Now I'm more of a believer, I think, and a lot of people have said that to me. A lot of great people have said that to me, actually. But it was amazing that I happened to be turned just at that perfect angle, all because I put down a chart on immigration that showed that the numbers were so great. I love that chart even more now.
I mean, maybe it's a sign. Maybe that's a sign, you know.
It's an immigration sign.
Amazing. Amazing. Did you ever imagine one day Donald Trump and Elon Musk would be working together for good, for the good? Who would have thought? And I don't know of any other so-called president or running for president or whatever who would have dealt with the assassination attempt in the way that Donald Trump did. This is why the world does not, our enemies of the world, and everybody in the world, not our enemies, of course, but they don't want Donald Trump back because they know when Donald Trump was in the office, he didn't play. He didn't play, and they had to respect America. They don't want Donald Trump back. Because it's not like weak like Harris and Biden. Biden and Harris or whatever. Trump criticized Vice President Kamala Harris for her. I want you all to know, you heard Donald Trump say he believe in God. All right? So relax. fake Christians. Relax. He said he believed in God. You don't believe in God. But Trump criticized Vice President Kamala Harris for her hypocrisy. Watch this.
These people are fake. Now they're also saying they did a good job on the border. We had the worst numbers in the history of the world, not of our country. There's never been a country in history that has had a catastrophe like this. We've had, I believe, and I think you believe this too, you know, you hear 12 yeah. million, 13, I believe it's over 20 million people came into our country, many yeah. coming from jails, from prisons, from mental institutions, or a bigger version of that is yeah. insane asylums, and many are terrorists.
Amazing. This is the same thing that happened in Europe, encouraged by the European government, open borders and all that. Yeah, I want you to really think about this. Think about it. Your own government is against you. Your own government is deliberately leaving the borders wide open so that your enemies can come in and attack you. And you pay taxes. You vote for these people. You put them there thinking they're going to work for you. They work against you. Your own government, not some foreign government, but your own government. Well, Elon Musk issued a dire warning about the future of America if the current border policies continues. Listen to this.
And I saw an ad by Kamala saying how she is going to provide border security. Where has she been for 3.5 years? For three yeah. and a half years.
Yeah, no, this is
just, we have 20 million people for it. It's a terrible.
Yeah, thing. I think this, frankly, I think this is a fundamental existential issue for the United States. And if we have another 4 more years of open borders, and it's going to be even worse with another 4 more years, it's going to be even worse than it's been for the past, 3.5 years. I'm not sure we've got a country.
You don't have a country left. Elon, if they get in, you will have 50 to 60 million people from all over the world, not South America only. You know, we think of South America, we think of Honduras and El Salvador, Guatemala, and Mexico, you know, the four. But it's not that. It's everywhere. They're coming in from everywhere. And I had to stay in Mexico.
Yeah, I think this is a super important point. Yeah. Like, people, it's like, well, basically, when I went down there, I was like, well, where are people from? It's like almost no one was from Mexico.
No, Mexico clear. Less.
It's just the border. Others. It's just the border with Mexico. But the people coming in, it's Earth, the rest of Earth. and America is only, you know, about 4 or 5% of the population of Earth. It would only take a few percent of the rest of Earth to overwhelm everything in
we're
the
We're already so, overwhelmed, Elon. We're overwhelmed.
Amazing. You would think that after all that has happened in these last 4 years under this administration, the Democratic Party, that nobody would need to tell you that. As Ronald Reagan once said, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? You already, don't you have sense enough to know if you're better off or not? Do you have the common sense to think for yourself? Amazing. If you didn't catch that last night, you can podcast it by going to the AmericanAnchorBaby.com. Right, .com.
American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Punchy.tv.
Amazing.
But yeah, you can watch it on YouTube if you want to see the replay. Thank you.
And it was very, very interesting. And the world knew it would be. That's why whomever tried to do the little cyber attack thing, the DDoS attack, they didn't want you to hear that. They didn't want you. Most people don't want you to know the truth about what's driving you. They don't want you to be in control of your own life. And they work overtime to make sure you're not in control of your own life. And then if anyone tried to point you to your own life, they're going to try to stop them from pointing you to the right way. the right place inside of yourself. Anyway, 888-775-3773. Is it Levi? A first-time caller out of Canada. Levi, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you very much. Holy mackerel. It's like great to hear from you, tell you the truth. It's first-time caller. Yeah, Jesse, with all honesty, I listen to you every once in a while, right? I listen to you and I listen to other spiritual people. Like, I don't know if you ever heard of Hardcore Christianity, that guy Mike Smith, and what's his name?
What's your point? You don't need to name everybody. Oh, the point you're making is what?
Oh, I was just calling to say what's up and basically like your show. But I like to say one thing that I've kind of always thought is that I'm hearing a lot of people not really understanding that the thoughts that come into your head aren't all your thoughts. Eh? Like we're, as you say, we're under spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
So when it comes to, so spiritual warfare is all in your mind. And a lot of people don't understand the difference between thoughts of evil because they think it's all their thoughts, right? It's all in their head, right? Yeah. All in their head. And we haven't been able to capture the thought. Like, we haven't been trained as human beings to capture a thought and say, yeah, that's not really my thought. Hold on, where did that thought come from? You know what I mean? Like, people don't even understand spiritual warfare because basically we're not, if that's part of spiritual warfare. No one's going to teach you that you're under spiritual warfare when they're trying to control you. You know what I mean?
Levi, you make a very good point in that people don't examine themselves. They don't pay attention to see what's happening inside of them. And they don't, and because of that, they don't see that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, and that the problems that they're having is inside of them. It's not outside, it's on the inside. And the government and others don't want you to know that because they want to control you.
And it's interesting because the school won't teach you that.
Right.
Like the school never taught anybody about their mind. You ever think about that? Like, I think about that every once in a while. Like,
yes.
I mean, why isn't school, like, we're supposed to be having school to teach people about themselves to develop a community later on when they get older, right? So you might have to make them strong when they're young. So
yes.
If they don't teach them about themselves and their mind when they're young, isn't that control from the beginning? And people, you know, I guess we're all kind of like walking as one brick in the wall, another brick in the wall, like Pink Floyd said, right? Like you're just another brick in the wall. And that's like, yeah, you know what? It's true because bottom line is we're not being taught our own mind in school. And we should be as a world community, everybody in the community be like, yeah, you know what? We need that. We need our youth to be taught about their mind and how it works, about emotions.
Not only is it not being taught in the schools, it's not even being taught in the homes. The mothers don't, and the fathers don't love their children, especially the mothers. They don't love their children. They set their children up so that when the children
but
go
they've
out
already come
into
through
the
a
world,
system. They've already come through a system that didn't teach them about their mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like this unending loop. It's a loop that we have to break this. Jesse, people like you, I like you a lot. Eh? Like, I mean, I'm from Canada. I don't really care about, like, American politics too much. But at the same time, I'm going for it. If out of the two people that are involved in that race, obviously I think Trump is the one that should be taking the crown. I think it was taken from him in the first place back in the last election there with Biden. Like, if you look at all the facts, you could say, like, you know what, man, this guy just got robbed.
Let me ask you this because of time only. How has it helped you to become aware that something else is controlling you in your thoughts?
Well, as I said, it says in the Bible that you're supposed to capture your thoughts.
Yeah.
Right? And then to get into your own internal dialogue, you have to think internally. So what is that? That voice in your head, what does that mean? Are you thinking? So when it comes down to it, I just basically started listening to the voices in my head, right? Because they all have different tones. You know how, like, when people talk to each other, someone will get mad. You say, this guy's mad. You can tell by his tone. Well, the same thing happens inside of you, right? Like, there's different tones inside your mind. And if you listen carefully, you can always hear God talk to you, right? Everybody can hear God talking, but you have to listen carefully and understand the different tones that are existing inside your mind as well as outside of your mind, right? So, for instance, as I said, so people, when you talk to your girl, you're going to talk to her in a loving voice. You're going to be like, hey, how are you doing? And your voice changes. The tone changes. Everything changes, right?
Yeah.
But when you're pissed off at your girl, it's not the same tone. Same thing happens in your mind. It could be like, you know, you could be angry. You could be angry at something and you want to. I promoted nightclubs for like 20 something years here in Toronto. So I've seen all types of people when they're good, when they're not good, when they're drunk, when they're not drunk, when they're happy. And I try to like.
And let me ask really fast that I gotta run. The politics in Canada, is it worse or the same as America?
People just follow. That's it, man. People like, you know what they say? They say 9 impressions a day will get into your subconscious mind. So, for instance, if you see Coke in the morning, and you see Coke 9 times a day, by the end of that day, you might be thinking, oh, you know, I really feel like a Coke. That's kind of what's happening here. We're all under like this mind control. It's a weird thing when you look at it from the.
I don't think he can hear me.
Mind control, like people here are the same as the state.
Levi, testing.
Do on TV.
He doesn't hear me.
To do on
Levi.
On whatever, liberal.
I think something.
News, right? I'm trying to explain to her, just go find this. It's a world of information now. It's not like it was before, but they're just locked into their ways. And they just,
Levi.
Same with everybody else. They're locked in their ways. And it's kind
of. Levi, we have some type of connection. Levi, thank you, buddy. We have some on our end, I think. We have some type of problem with the connection. But thank you, Levi. Call me again, all right?
All right, bro. You take care of yourself. And thank you very much for your show.
All right, buddy. What's going on?
No, I don't think there's anything going on. I think you just talked to him that proved it. I think he really went on the most longest run-on sentence I've ever heard. I don't think he was hearing you.
He couldn't hear me?
Not technically, though. He just could not hear you over his own sentence. Because then you said something at the end and he heard you.
But he said bye, this happened sometime with him as well.
Oh, yeah?
I read hate note.
Yeah, sometimes you're a little quiet in their ears.
No, I felt on my end, I can sense my end went out. You couldn't hear my voice going out.
Oh.
I sensed it. It wasn't.
It's quite possible.
It wasn't on his end. It was on my end, and I can sense that my voice stopped going out.
Yeah, it might have been.
It was like a little glitch.
But how? You heard something?
Yeah, something.
Sometimes I've had to shout at people who are talking and talking and talking,
right?
And they cannot hear me.
Yeah, because something happened with a little. I felt it go off. I felt the disconnection on my end. I don't know.
Like you heard something.
I didn't hear, but I knew.
It.
Yeah, I knew that my mic wasn't working where he could hear me. Uh-huh.
You have that extra sense like Bill.
Evidently.
Spidey sense.
So we need to get that taken
care
of.
Yeah, I'll look into turning it up for them.
Yeah, nice.
Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Hey, Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, morning, Justin.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, that I saw that Elon interview last night, man. That was like a Men's History Month moment.
That's a good point. That was an amazing Men's History Month moment. Yeah. We got to include that now as a part of Men's History. Josh, are you able to hold? Let me take a break.
Yeah, no problem, man. Go.
All right. 2 more hours to go. I got to take a quick break. Hake is coming in with the hate news. I'll be back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From Rage to Responsibility. From Rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingdemand.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, August 13th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back for hour two. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports climate change is turbocharging. Is that a technical term? The summer temperatures across the United States, but it's most intense in major cities where 260 million or more Americans, so-called Americans, live. That's because buildings, roads, and sidewalks radiate more heat than grass and trees in what's known as the urban heat island effect. Wow. Which can add as much as 20 degrees to cities' temperatures. Did you know? Very interesting, huh? The presidential race. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, spoke with Tesla CEO and ex-owner Elon Musk in a live conversation on the platform X over 2 hours on Monday night. You may have heard of it. You may have heard it on American Anchor Baby. We just played clips earlier this hour on the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, American Anchor Baby last night. Technical difficulties. They're just calling it technical difficulties. I heard it was a DDoS attack, or I call it DDoS. Technical difficulties derailed the start of the interview by more than 40 minutes, creating a public stumble for the Trump campaign, they claim, as if it has anything to do with the Trump campaign, as it looks to regain momentum in the race. Our greatest president eventually fielded friendly questions from Elon Musk while slamming the so-called vice president, cackling Kamala Harris, her stances on the economy, give me a break, and immigration. She has no stances. She doesn't stand. A CNN fact check found that Trump made at least 20 false claims during the conversation. False is in the eye of the beholder. Meanwhile, Democrats, I call them demon rats, they're gearing up for their national convention in Chicago next week. Where Kamala will formally accept her party's nomination for president on Thursday night. Next Thursday, I guess. Right? Wow. Interesting. Tropical storm Ernesto. Why are they naming storms after men all of a sudden? When does this start? When did this start? Tropical storm Ernesto has formed in the Atlantic and is racing toward the Caribbean and Puerto Rico with heavy rainfall, gusty winds, and dangerous seas as a predicted hyperactive hurricane season ramps up. The fast-moving system, it will bring tropical storm conditions, including potentially damaging winds and heavy rainfall, to the Leeward Islands today. These conditions expected to spread across the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico by the end of the day. Officials warn that the combination of rain and wind could cause issues for Puerto Rico's vulnerable electrical infrastructure. Communist buzzword. Ernesto will not follow Debbie's continental U.S.-bound path, but will intensify into a hurricane over very warm ocean water, potentially placing Bermuda in harm's way. And some earthquakes. There was an earthquake just yesterday afternoon. Magnitude 4.4 earthquake occurred in Los Angeles area, at 12:20 p.m. Pacific time yesterday, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. There was one over the weekend, too, I think, or Friday. The quake startled residents, rattled schools, and interrupted several live and recorded shows. Monday's shaking prompted the Los Angeles Fire Department to go into earthquake mode, with crews at 106 fire stations doing surveys of their districts. There were no reports of injuries or structural damage, so said the department. Much of Western Japan, separately, is on high alert after a 7.1 magnitude quake hit the region last week. The government has lifted most advisories, but many residents and officials preparing for a potential emergency during what is normally peak travel season for summer holidays. You can find all things JLP by going to jesseleepeterson.com/show. Now back to the JC Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question. And it's a doozy. Why do you think about other people? Why do you think the wrong one? Oh, God. Okay. Why do you think about other people? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you're busy and doing whatever it is that you're doing, I have books that are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success. Guy, even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Jesse. To donate and have, and we're going to get to your super chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud. We have some problem on this end, folks, just so you know. It's a mess. It's a real mess. But anyway, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. And if you're busy and you can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast it. But you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world, anywhere in the whole wide world, by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. Amazing. And also, it's Country and Western Tuesday.
Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. Amazing. Okay, amazing. Country and Western Tuesday. Ee-haw. We're going to get it in a minute.
Yeehaw.
There it is. 888-775-3773. Let me go back to Josh out of Georgia.
Hey. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Josh. You want, you were... thank you for holding. I had to put Josh on hold because we ran out of time. And you responded to Elon Musk and the Great White Hope last night, Josh. And you want to respond to the biblical question, right?
Yes, sir.
Why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people?
I see it as there's a practical way of thinking about others as kind of like a way of maybe protecting yourself. And then mostly it's the non-practical way of thinking, which are getting a thrill from comparing myself to others or thinking of ways to control somebody, basically. So those are like the two, like a practical way and a non-practical way of thinking.
But why do you think about other people?
I do it as a practical way, but the non-practical way slips in, and sometimes it causes me to do it to get a thrill.
And so the question is, why do you think about other people? And you're saying you do it. In a practical. I don't understand how that responded to the question. As to do you think about other people?
Right. The reason why I think about other people is I have to function in the world. You know, that's the practical way. But the probably the bigger reason why is it's a trap. It's a setup to compare myself to others or to try to manipulate others.
So you think about other people so you can compare yourself to them?
the devil in me does that.
So you
don't want to do.
You think about other people, so you can compare yourself to them, and what else you say? Did you say?
And to try to use them.
So you think about other people to try to use them, to compare yourself to them, and you, the other part is you think about other people in a practical way too, but
yeah,
so, oh, okay.
Because that's what the thoughts do. They take something practical and they blend in with the practical thoughts. It's like a half truth, you know. It's like, okay, you can't just not think about people.
And why not?
Because it's like I have to, like, you know, observe people and, okay, I may need to stay away from this guy. He may be dangerous. That's just kind of a practical thought about a person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's the majority. I think the bigger reason, yeah, the best way is to not. I don't know. It seems very hard to just leave it at that and not compare myself or judge them or, you know, go into my imagination about them, you know.
So you can't help but compare yourself to other people?
I believe I can help it. I can help it, but I need to work. That's what I work on, just not just taking it slow and not falling into, you know, the habit of getting a thrill from that, you know, comparing and judging people.
Did you know how much, before this became a biblical question, were you aware how much you think about other people?
Not as much as before this became a biblical question, but yeah, I do know. I don't want to judge people. You know, I don't want to. I just want to observe people and not do that. But the thoughts do that in me. Thoughts in my head. They really get a thrill from that.
Amazing.
So that, yeah.
Very, very interesting, man. And I want to respond. You said a lot. And yeah. I really, 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 really want to respond. But I got to hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle.
Fight your battle.
And I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. But I love the point you made about the discussion with Trump and Elon Musk. It was a men's history moment. It really was.
I stayed up and I stayed up past my bedtime and watched that thing on Nick's stream and
the American Anchor Baby.
Yep.
Nice. Right on. All right, John. Yeah. Thank you, man. And I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
888-7753-773. Let me go to the UK, United Kingdom, and talk to first-time caller Oliver. Oliver, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
My question was to talk about how you feel about the rising and the handling of my leader, because he's, you know, we're getting invaded by immigrants, and our leader is against us.
I mentioned this in the first hour. I mentioned how we have been reporting on how European president allow the illegal aliens to come in from Allahu Abba country and Africa and everything. And now they're raping the white women over there. They're robbing them. They're turning against the citizens of the country. And the government don't control, don't do anything about it. Over there, in the same way, that the American government is not doing anything to protect the American citizens. And it's only going to get worse instead of getting better because the American citizens keep voting in the same people as they've done over in Europe. So
yeah,
it's going to only get worse.
Yeah, Europe's just going to get worse. And
yeah.
That's why I wanted to start off with that, because I think this election is probably the most important election in all of American history, because, you know, America is almost the last free country, truly free country. I mean, Britain was quite free before our newest leader, but now it's like Donald Trump is the only person that can really, you know, save freedom globally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, peace as well. Yeah,
I absolutely agree, and that's why he's hated around the world by our enemies, because they know he's the only one that can protect freedom at this point.
Yeah, and they're also lying about him as well. I mean, they're lying in our country. They're saying he's terrible in the newspapers, but they haven't showed any proof, and I don't know anyone in my family that agrees with the news, and I think everyone likes Trump here.
Yeah,
and I see that the same in America, pretty much, apart from, you know, California and New York and stuff.
But, absolutely. Yeah. Is the riot, are they still having the riot thing, is that still happening over there?
It's died down quite a lot. I mean, I haven't noticed it because I don't live in the cities that have been invaded. But,
right,
you know, it's probably stopped by now, I reckon.
Oh, okay.
Our leader has just completely removed our freedom.
What
I mean, you know, if we repost something on Twitter, there's a chance that we can be arrested. It's terrible.
Well, that's coming to America as well. I appreciate it, Oliver. We got to see what happened in November, whether the people want peace or they want more hell. We'll see what happens. Thank you for your call, man. I appreciate it. Call me again.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Same thing happening over there. What they are doing over there, they are doing it over here. Let me go to New Mexico and talk to first-time caller Taka out of New Mexico. Taka, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey,
thank
Taka.
You and your team for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
My question is, since human race is the only race and there's no other races within human race has already been proven through biology, but somehow many of us still use the words such as like black, brown, white, Asian, and I'm not sure why some of us, not all, but don't believe in actual science, although they say they believe in science. And I just wanted to hear your take on that.
I don't understand the question.
So, for instance, it's a huge topic. For instance, people claim as black is a race.
Are you saying black is not a race?
Correct.
And what is it? What is it if it's not a race?
Oh, it's just societally we categorized each person through, my guess is from, not guess, but it's truth is from just looking at the person's appearance only. There's no ties with.
But how would you, let's say that a black person won the Nobel Peace Prize. Mm-hmm. It was won by a black man. And you didn't know it was a black man, right? But someone wanted to tell you about it. They wanted to say, hey, Taka, a black man won the Nobel Peace Prize this year. If they don't say a black man, how would they explain to you that a black man won the Nobel Peace Prize?
Well, it depends where that person actually came from, right? So that's a cultural cultures are different from skin colors. And for instance, you will never, like, for instance, I came from Japan, but Japanese and Chinese and Koreans, like, if you see them in front of you, even for myself, if they would dress the same, you can't tell the difference. What's the only things, I mean, I'm not going to identify myself yellow, for instance, right? That's what they're trying to tell me as. But I'm not a yellow, I'm not an Asian. I'm
but
Japanese,
I'm
cultured Japanese.
But with the Japanese and other Asians and Chinese, they would say that you're yellow.
No, then they are wrong. Just simple.
I don't quite understand. Hake is coming in to help me understand. I don't quite understand what you're saying. How would people communicate colors? I don't know what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, let's just as, for instance, like Morgan Freeman had a famous interview with, please call me a black man and I will stop calling you white. And, you know, it's as simple. It's just his name is Morgan and you just identify him as a Morgan.
But suppose you don't know him as Morgan. And let's say that Morgan Freeman is standing near a white man, a Chinese man, and a Mexican man. And you don't know him at all. You have no idea who he is. But you want to say, well, Morgan Freeman won the award, whatever, right? And you're like, well, who is Morgan Freeman? Would you say that black guy next to the, over there, or what would you say?
American.
What? What?
He's
no.
American, isn't it?
Hey, what is he saying? Hank is here. Do you know who Hank is?
Hank? I'm sorry. I'm
Hake.
I don't know who Hank is.
Hank. H-A-K, and not Hank.
Oh.
Hank is a white guy. His show comes on right at the end of my show from 9 to 11. And he's a white guy with a show here on the network.
Okay.
So now you know who he is?
I guess. You just explained to me, but...
and did it help when I said a white guy?
Well, but, Jesse, my question
did help?
Is that... Yes, well...
Gotcha.
I mean, you can categorize them, but I'm saying it's not a race. You know what I mean? It's different race. Within us, just one race called human race, but I don't think we should use the word race, different races, because the race term is actually, you know, saying that we are so much different than what it is. So reason why I'm mentioning this, because I'm not sure if you... ever heard or listened to.
Well, let me ask you this. So are you saying human race doesn't even exist?
Yes, human race do exist.
It does exist. But the color on the human race doesn't exist.
Well, different shade of colors, yes, do exist.
And so there are black shade, white shade, dark shade, yellow shade, right?
Well, but shades exist, but I'm saying they are not races.
But, and so should we omit the shades?
No, you don't have to, like, you don't have to omit it. You can use it as describing a person, for instance, like you say, but
are you saying
some people confused that they are the race? Like, for instance, there is no such a thing as a yellow race per se. So,
I want Hake to respond to this. He's white, just for the record.
So listen,
and I want you to listen to his show. At 9 a.m., what is he's saying the human race doesn't exist.
No, he's saying the human,
right, so,
there's one race, the human race. All these other races are not actually races.
Who are they?
They're just different shades, And then within those right. shades, there's different, all kinds of different cultures.
So, and is he saying that, hold on, yeah, I will, but hold on 1 minute. Is he saying that we should not say the human, I mean, we should not say black or white or Chinese
you can say it.
Or Japanese?
It sounds like he would kind of avoid saying it sometimes. Like, for example, Morgan Freeman, he would call that American. Not black American.
But that's just country you live in.
Right. It doesn't really tell you
it doesn't
specifically
tell you who he is.
Yeah.
No, it's country, but it's come from subcultures, collective of subculture. For instance, the Japanese, right? It's make it easier to make sense of the same, exact same look, homogenous cultures like Chinese and Japanese. They don't like each other. For instance, Koreans don't like Chinese. Chinese doesn't like Japanese and vice versa stuff.
But that's just human nature. That's human nature because human nature is evil,
right,
and human
right.
nature don't like nobody.
On the Christian faith, right? So let me tie everything for you. What I'm saying.
But the Christians don't like anyone either. Christians like nobody. They don't like their own children.
They don't even like fellow Christians.
Right. They don't like one another. They have no love for one another. Christians are no different than a non-Christian.
Right.
Are you thinking that if we stop believing that race exists, that will make peace?
No, it's just, I'm not saying it's going to be just peace forever. It's just, I think it just needs to be like a truth, right? Fact. It's just the fact is more important than feeding, as you say. You guys always do say that. So the truth is the word race should be used in this. For instance, like there's no white race, for instance. There's no Japanese race, for instance, because Japanese is a culture, not a race. So I had a long discussion on that. Like Chinese is not a race. It's culture. But genetically speaking, Japanese and Chinese and Koreans are very close to each other, right? Because they look exactly the same.
Right. When I see one Chinese, I see them all.
Well, it makes sense, right?
Right.
Right. So what I'm trying to tie into is, I don't know if you have heard or seen.
Let me ask, I want you, hold on 1 minute. Okay. Let me just say this to you, all right, because of time.
Okay.
And then give me a yes or no to this, right?
Sure.
Are you saying that we as human beings should never mention the color of the person or only one race? Okay, human race. You're saying there's only one race, and that's the human race, right?
Correct.
And are you saying that we should never mention the color of the human race?
No.
Are you saying, are you a Christian?
No, I'm sorry, no.
Why are you not a Christian? No wonder.
No, so.
Why are you not a Christian?
I'm actually come from Japan, so.
Well, that means we have Christians in Japan, too. They're just underground.
Very few. Very, very few.
And why is that?
Well, it's mainly Shintoism and Buddhist nations. So
oh, okay. Let me
not
ask.
That you know, do you, sure.
But you're not, so are you a Buddhist?
Actually, I don't identify myself with any religious groups.
So do you believe in God?
Well, what I, yes, just simply say yes.
You do believe in God?
Right.
Oh, okay, but you just not, you don't identify as a Buddhist or Allahu Abba or a monk or a Christian or
correct.
Any of those things. You just believe in God?
Correct.
Nice. Well, I appreciate the talk. Very interesting. When I come back, more of your phone call and your super chat. We got to get to the super chat when I come right back from this break. One line open at 888-77-JESSE. Interesting. So next time I see Margaret Freeman, I'm just going to look. And if I want to tell you he won the award, I'm like, over there, over there. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. A couple announcements. Number one, the women's forum this Thursday night. The ladies' forum this Thursday night. And check out Punchin' TV, punchy.tv. I hope you had a chance to catch the episode last night or yesterday at 2 p.m. on YouTube and punchy.tv. It was amazing. It was amazing. And we got a lot of more good stuff coming up for you. So check out punchy.tv. We have our own network now. And we're building and building and building. The goal is, if I can use the word goal, is to build a 24-hour talk radio network for all guys. Because the women, Lord have mercy, they're trying to destroy men. They're trying to destroy them. So check out punching. And the men are letting it happen. Even the Christian women are against men. Have you noticed that? And not all. Not all. Not all. Not all. All right. Check out punching. PUNCHIE.TV. And last but not least for now, all of you know by now, it is August is Men's History Month. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. rebuildingtheman.com/store. Amazing t-shirts and all type of good stuff over there to celebrate Men's History Month. Have you gone to Big Club USA lately? Big Club USA. I want you to check out Big Club USA and check out the Afro Jerky. Watch this. Tell me I have a lot of Afro energy. Jesse, what gives you so much Afro energy, they say? Is it energy drinks? No. Is it cigars? No. It's Afro Jerky. Afro Jerky from Big Club USA, Afro Male, and you can have Afro Jerky energy too. Amazing. Amazing. Apple jerky. Good. BigClubUSA.com. BigClubUSA.com. Let me go first back to Taka. I thought Taka was done, but apparently he would have more to say about the human race. Let's see here. So Taka out of New Mexico, yes, first time call. You're saying that the human race does exist, right?
Human race does exist. Yes, one.
But we should not call it a different color thing.
Different colors do exist. Well, you can clearly see, but I'm saying they're not subcategorized races, since there's only one race. You can say, I don't think my skin tone is close to yellow, but you can say maybe if I'm really close to yellow, then you can probably say as hey, describe this person as you mentioned. But I mean, it's a little bit.
You can't say
that's a race of a group of people, for instance.
Really?
It doesn't make any sense. Right.
And what is the human race?
Is us human, Homo sapiens?
What does that mean?
Is us human? We can close, genetically close to each other on us human with similar, everything is the same, organs. We can transfer each other's blood. I mean,
Are gorillas a different species?
Yes.
So man didn't come from the ape?
Correct.
Oh, nice. I was scared there.
So last, I'm getting to this. You as a Christian, for instance, you summarize as it's a good against evil, for instance, on the racism, right?
Right.
I do listen to your show often, so I understand it, but on my question I had is why is that these they call themselves progressives and liberals, then they say I believe in science, but they still use the word, for instance, Asian race. There's no such Asian race, but they will say Japanese is race, or black or brown or yellow or red is racist. And I think I studied the history, and I believe it's coming from, I don't know if you know the interview you saw by Yuri Bezmenov. He was ex-KGB.
Oh, yes.
In the early 80s, that fourth step of ideological subversion. So I understand that using skin tones and, for instance, civil rights and social justice movements as the gateway for demoralization of nation. I think that's where it's just my opinion, not just summarized by simply good against evil, but I think that's where it's taking place right now has already been taking a place. And I'm guessing right now we are going through destabilization. And first step has already been completed, as he said, in early 80s.
Yeah, so, I remember seeing that. I talked about it here on the show, too.
Oh, great. What I understand from studying history, early 1900s, for instance, like a W.E.B. Du Bois, Marcus Garvey, Margaret Sanger, Mary Ovington, I guess, is NAACP founders. They all tied to socialist communist movements. So even Kamala Harris's father, I believe, studied socialism, communism. And I'm guessing since he's from Jamaica, he probably listened to Marcus Garvey, I would imagine.
But those people who are creating that type of environment, would you consider them I don't know what to say about them. When you say communism, do you think that they are communist, socialist people?
Yes. Yes, they're documented that, for instance, W.E.B. Du Bois, if I'm not mistaken, I think he went to Russia back in the days in the early 1900s, four times or five times.
Well, I know that he was a socialist. I know that W.E.B. Du Bois was an evil man, and he wanted to control the people. And he even...
communist, I think.
Yeah, he left America and went back over to Africa somewhere and died over there because he no longer wanted to be, according to reports that I write about in my book, he no longer wanted to be associated with America.
Right.
He denounced his citizenship. Go ahead.
So my point was these color divisions by appearance, but not by the culture. Like, for instance, America has culture, its own unique culture. So if you would mention more about Southern culture or Northern culture, Western, East, so for instance, like, I married my wife from Chicago, so I would say, you know, she's a Chicagoan.
Is she black?
Yes.
What? And you're Chinese?
Japanese.
So a Japanese man came all the way from Japan, went over there to Chicago, and married a black woman.
Correct.
And that makes sense.
Well, I was here already in the United States, so I guess that makes sense. It doesn't make any sense. I'm not sure.
But the culture is so messed up. Why would you get involved with that type of culture?
Well, I have to be honest. I didn't know because I was young, you know. So
you didn't know the black culture was screwed up.
I'm not sure if I would like to say screwed up, but.
Is there another way to define it?
Well, I'll say, it's cultural less is probably the best. Because, for instance, I've been saying this to some of the friends, but her grandmother, who passed away maybe 20 years ago, so she grew up, like you mentioned, in Jim Crow's and stuff like that, and she was very outstanding person.
Yeah.
And she knows, you know, men and women difference and respect the elders and so forth.
Right.
But I saw the degradation of those kind of ideas and values started to diminish as the generation passed by. So I always told my wife, it's like, why people don't value like your grandmother's generation's values.
Yeah.
Because completely different values. Like, she didn't speak the same. She didn't act the same. I always tell people that if she looks even different, but she looks different,
yep.
But I can identify her as like grandmother-like in, I think, world standard, you know?
Well, now I understand why you married a black woman, because you're right. In those days, the Jim Crow era days, black people and so-called black culture was nothing like it is today. And there was respect for one another and other people. They didn't blame. They didn't hate. They weren't so violent and destructive. They didn't feel like victims. It was upright. So I'm glad you married that kind of black woman. Right on.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
I totally understand it now. And so I got to end this conversation, but if we don't get away from this color thing, how would this all end?
I believe what they want is just as Yuri Bezmenov said, demoralization, destabilization, crisis, normalization, which they want us to divide. Basically simple.
Yeah.
Just simply, they want us to hate each other.
Yes. Absolutely. And the solution is what?
Oh, I'm sorry, you just a little break up.
The solution is what?
D- destabilization?
That's a solution?
Sorry. Dissolution? Sorry, I'm sorry, not understanding.
No. I understand my mic going in and out. Nobody seems to know that but me for some reason. What is the solution to all that is happening with human beings right now?
That is a great question, Jesse. And I don't like to, I mean, I'm just the one human being, and I'm not sure. Actually, I'm not sure I can, I don't know the answer is.
Do you believe that that human beings are evil? Human nature is evil?
Yes. Now I've been listening to your show and I started to understand that more and more. You need the time to truly understand that.
And that's, Taka, that's the primary problem, is that human beings, human nature itself is evil. And human beings don't know, they're not all, but most are not aware that they are evil. And so I know for a fact, I almost said I believe, but I know for a fact, if human were to overcome that evil nature and take on the nature of God that's truly taken on, not just a Christian Bible thumping, throwing around kind of thing, right? If they really took on the nature of God, switched nature, then this whole idea about racism and race and all cultural and all that stuff would disappear, and we would have peace on earth because there would be no need to fight. We would all have a brand new nature, which is love.
I do agree, and it makes sense.
Amazing. I'm glad you called me, Taka.
Thank you, sir. I always wanted to speak with you, and I really appreciate it. And I will listen to your show from now on as well. So thank you so much. Oh, by the way, I really do appreciate, on behalf of, I guess, humanity, with your service with the band. And I see that you've been saying this for like decades. So thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Also, I want you to check out the Hake Report right after my show.
Okay, Hake Report, understood.
Yeah, it's Hake.
Hake, okay.
Tell them, Hake.
Hake Report.
Yeah, the Hake Report.
Oh, thank you so much.
Let me know what you think about it. I think he's like one white guy that, well, you know, we have to use white right now because he's white. He's like real white. And he's not afraid. He has love, so he's not afraid.
Oh, nice, good. That's the good way. Because I believe, like what you said, is I used to have the anger and hate before 2020 or 2019, I would say. So,
did you forgive your mother?
Oh yes, no problem. My father as well, and
nice.
All my family as well, and. It's no anger whatsoever.
And I think, and I don't want to dox Hake, but I think Hake, because of where he grew up in an area where there are mostly Chinese and Asian people. I think he only dated Asian and Chinese girls.
Oh.
And he's white. Am I right, Hake?
No, it's not right.
I thought you only dated Chinese and Asian girls.
I have dated them.
Right, that's the only thing I ever seen you with, Asian Chinese girls.
You don't know me.
Thank you, Taka. Call me again, man. Amazing, really amazing call. I'm glad that you called back and we finished this conversation. It's deep.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it.
All right, call me again, buddy.
Yes, sir.
All right. Amazing. Really amazing call. Super chat.
Isaiah donated.
I didn't mean to tell the post you only dated Asians.
Oh, okay. It was just by accident.
Yeah. And Chinese.
Isaiah sent.
But it's because of the way you grew up. It's not that your fault.
Right. But that's not even true.
Anyway, okay.
Isaiah donated on a Cash App. The truth is awesome.
Thank you. You're right about that. Absolutely. It really is. Thank you.
Chill and Lean bought our coffee. Jesse, the Olympics did have men's sports, but as per the usual mess, the networks have been mostly focused on women's sports.
Oh, they had men at the little, what do they call that?
According to Chill and Lean, they had men at the little Olympics.
Oh, are you sure, Chill and Lean?
Yeah.
Chill and Lean, I did not see men. I think it was only women.
They even had the women's marathon close out games instead of the traditional men's marathon. What a mess.
I don't think it was for men, unless it was the men who would pretend to be women. I think maybe he's talking about, Chill and Lean talking about that. But I'm going to pay attention. You might be right.
Right.
So are you serious today? Was it just for men or, I mean, women?
No, I think I'm almost positive that there were men.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't see any of them.
I didn't see any of them.
But I didn't really watch it. You know, it's not as cool as or fun as
it
used to be.
It was boring. It was like a waste of time.
Yeah.
It's like trying to watch a woman's basketball game.
28 years ago, it was fun. 1996?
Yeah.
Is that 28?
Oh, yeah. It was exciting, yeah.
That was kind of cool. Carrie Strug?
Yeah.
Hey. Someone bought three coffees. Biblical question answer.
Why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people?
The reason I think of other people is because I'm afraid. I'm afraid because I know the evil within them would like to harm me and my family.
Amazing. Interesting. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you, though. That's deep. Thank you.
888-77-JESSE bought a coffee. Do you think about J.D. Vance dressing like woman? But claiming to be super conservative, should Trump drop J.D. Vance for a more appealing candidate?
Do I think about him dressing like a woman?
Right.
That's the question?
Uh-huh.
I never think about J.D. dressing like a woman. I didn't even know J.D. wore a dress. But no, he should not drop him.
I'd never heard of that.
Me, I'd never heard of that before. You making that up? What the? But absolutely, Trump picked the right person as running mate. Of all the choices he had, he picked the right one. He made an amazing choice. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Big Carl bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, is a shy bladder a sign of beta? Asking for a friend. Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you. Is a what?
Shy bladder.
What's that?
I don't know.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm scared to even repeat it.
Oh.
Social anxiety.
Nick said that he know a person like that.
Oh, meaning he can't go in front of
No,
other
I'm
people.
Saying I know a guy for that. Like if he needs help, I know a guy that can help him.
Oh, someone need help. Oh.
Yeah, meaning, I know a guy. Who
my producer
totally
just told me in my ear that it's when you have to use the bathroom a lot.
No, it's when you can't use the bathroom in front of others.
Yeah,
let's say you're at a bar or
something. You're
searching
for a vacant restroom all the time. You're avoiding shared bathrooms.
Are they like transgender?
No, it's just somebody who's, like, nervous.
About using the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Go in the stall.
That's not enough.
But even that, I know someone who couldn't, even in a stall, if there was someone who could hear him.
Right.
Were they beat by their mother or something when they were young?
Probably.
But my friend helped him.
Really? I'd never heard of that before.
Yeah, no, I know.
This is a first timer. What?
No, continue.
Amazing. Thank you.
Stan
60. But it sounds like a beta. That's for sure. I just never heard of it before.
Stan 69 with a diamond. Lil JLP heading to the border hunting illegals. Laughing face emoji with tears.
That's right. Amazing. Let me take a break. When we come back, we'll finish those and your phone calls, all right? We'll finish Super Chats and your phone calls. One more hour to go. When I come back, we're going to move calls and finish the Super Chats. Hake is coming up to Hate News. I'll be back in a moment.
You're thinking everything is gone wrong.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal. Young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls for hour three. But first, Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, you can catch thehakereport.com. And then Joelle Friday TV after the Hake Report. I'm live 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. Joelle Friday, 11 to 12, Monday through Thursday. American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. Check it out. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports on the Ukraine incursion. Russian President Vladimir Putin promised to kick the enemy out of his country's territory after it emerged that Ukrainian troops were in control of dozens of Russian villages a week into Kiev's surprise cross-border incursion. Oh, so they're invading Russia. Huh. On Monday, Ukrainian military chief Oleksandr Sirsky, said that some 386 square miles of Russian territory were now under Ukrainian control. Putin went on to tell his security chiefs to expel the Ukrainian forces and knock out the enemy from our territories. Ukraine's advances have sparked a large wave of evacuations from the border regions. Around 180,000 people have been told to evacuate, and an estimated 121,000 have left already, per Alexov Smirnov, the acting head of the Kursk region. What a mess, huh? Also a mess, the Middle East. Israel and the United States are preparing for a potential Iranian attack on Israel as efforts to secure a ceasefire in Gaza intensify ahead of the expected resumption of formal negotiations this week. Major attack against Israel could risk major disruptions of the negotiations that U.S. officials said were at an advanced stage, prior to the assassination of Hamas's political leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran, which Iran blamed on Israel, and nobody knows. But people are pretty sure it's Israel, but I don't know. Israel hasn't confirmed nor denied responsibility. The Black on the Inside White House, which is part of the problem, they said on Monday that it shares Israel's concerns and expectations about an attack from Iran in the coming days, pointing to an increased American force posture in the region as preparation for an Iranian reprisal. What a mess, huh? Bring back Trump. Team USA Gymnastics, their appeal was denied. Wow. U.S. gymnast Jordan Chiles, I guess is what how you call it, was stripped of her first individual Olympic medal after Romanian gymnastics. She had a bronze, right? And then she was downgraded to a fifth place, from third place to fifth place. Romanian gymnastics team challenged her final score. Team USA's appeal of that ruling was denied on Monday. Wow, no respect for America. I don't blame them. But the battle for the bronze is far from over. What a mess. How would you like to have a bronze with an asterisk? I don't know. There's a women's Tour de France happening. There's women's top riders, Tour de France Femmes, or Femme, whatever, is underway. Wow, and they just competed in the women's road race in the Paris Olympics. They must be tired. Terrible. There is evidence of a water, space deniers. There's evidence, according to data, of a water reservoir, on Mars. Data collected from a retired NASA mission, NASA does not mean lies, suggests there may be enough water beneath the surface of Mars to cover the red planet. Isn't that cool? I think it's cool. 11 aqueducts, also from CNN, 11 aqueducts, it's not news, it's history, were constructed deep under Rome thousands of years ago to provide water for the city. Did you know that? And I heard on American Anchor Baby that the Romans forgot how to take care of their aqueducts before they got taken over. Sound like America? To me, a little bit. Anyway, there's an attack on J.D. Vance and his former businesses. I'll have to tell you about that on the Hake Report, thehakereport.com. But now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3, jesseleepeterson.com/show. Be right back.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5773-888-77-JESSE. My brand new biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. It's like a really doozy. Why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people? Amazing, huh? And you can listen to the show if you're, like, working out or laying up at a beach or whatever you're doing. And because we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're black, everybody and their mama. If you're white, everybody and their mama. We are heard around the world. But so if you can podcast the shows, but if you can still listen live no matter where you are and what you're doing by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. And Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. Every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Luke.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yee-haw. Country and Western Tuesday, 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jamie out of New York. Jamie, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Jamie?
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Jamie. Yeah.
Hi. How are you?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Amen. Thank you for having me.
Are you a first-time caller, Jamie?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
I wanted to have a conversation with you. I've always heard that you say that not all women are evil, but most women are. So I would like to ask you, how do you distinguish, like, evil women from women of God?
Well, good question. all women are evil until they return to the Father. All of them. There's no such thing as a woman that's not evil. But there are women who are recognized, and it's hard for a woman to admit that she is evil, but there are women who have recognized that they are evil, and they are starting to overcome. I see them all the time at my fellowships. I counsel with them. They're in the women's forum and places like that. So all women are evil. And your question is, how do I what?
Yeah, how did you distinguish it? But then I just hear the bad part that we all go through from you right now. But, like, how do you distinguish a woman is from God?
One that has overcome evil. When they overcome, you'll be able to see it. You'll be able to see the light of God in that woman. And she would not be emotional. She wouldn't be angry. Yeah. She wouldn't be insecure. She wouldn't be jealous. I mean, she would have perfect love.
Oh, perfect. Amazing. Now, my question is leading up to the other question is that you say that we need to rebuild men, right?
Yeah, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Correct. So now we know that men cannot be rebuilt without the help of God. Correct.
That's the only way that it can happen. It can happen no other way.
Amen. Amen. So now my next point will be: if women of God, you think God can use women to rebuild men? I'll say, since everything starts from, you know, us giving birth to men and women in this case, because we're the only ones that can conceive a child. You guys are the one that gives into the generation of making a child. Amen. So my question would be, if you think that God will be able to use women to rebuild men?
No.
No.
Because it's not God's order. God want women. And there are women who are starting to do this. Not many, a handful, not many, just a few. But God want women to return to the Father. Women must be born again of the Father. And then when they're born again of the Father, they naturally love, without even knowing it, they naturally love the order of God. And so the woman, there would be nothing in her to try to take the role or pretend to be a man.
Yeah. Okay. So now this is what I've been doing, and I'm thinking, I don't know if I'm wrong, so I wanted to ask you, because I feel like you're like the elders in the Bible when I read it, because I read every day.
I'm older than Israel. I'm not older than the Bible yet.
No. I know you're not older than the Bible. The Bible would literally call you an elder, right?
But yeah.
You're full of wisdom. So I went through all of that. I remember the first time I called was because my husband, I was looking in my husband to be, you know, surrendered, for him to surrender to God, which actually happened. You helped me out by telling me that I needed to do a silent prayer. And it did went into a breakthrough, because my mission, like you said, during the times of describing a woman of God, is because I love him and I really want to be that suitable help. So I don't want to be doing things wrong. I want to be able to make, to make a strong men, strong children, strong-minded. And by doing that, God will need my husband to do so. But in the order of God will be, like you said, God over men over women, and women over children. So what much more would I need to fulfill by raising my kids? This is my other question.
Nice question. Let's say that your husband has decided, for whatever reason, that he does not want to return to God. He doesn't want to return to the Father. He doesn't want to work on that old nature to overcome. But you do, right? And what you have, what you have to do is just work on you, and don't do anything at all to try to change your husband. Don't try to help him at all. It would be up to him to work on himself so that God can help him. And so you just work on you, but don't judge your husband. Don't try to fix him. Don't try to point the way or anything. You just work on you, and then the Spirit of God will make a home in you, And in that, he would guide you into how to be that example for the children.
Amen. Okay, perfect. So I'm in the right track. I feel like I'm in the right track. My husband did came to Christ. He did surrender himself to the will of God. Now I feel like my house is it's exactly how God intended it to be.
Yes.
God over men, men over women, and women over children. But I do feel like mostly the enemy, because it went from the accuser to the devourer in a matter of years, I'll say.
Yeah.
And now he's trying to devour the family. But I was wondering, because I lead this group of women, I tell them like how to behave, how to be women according to the scripture. So I was thinking that maybe if God was able to use us, but then you said to do it in a silent prayer. So it's like something that I can implement in my girls. That is the reason why I called every single time, just to have a little bit of wisdom from an elder. And so yeah, I was wondering another thing. So why didn't you get married? You couldn't find anyone like that?
They don't exist.
I know it's an invasive question.
They
but,
don't exist.
Like you said that you
I want to ask you, did you say you lead a bunch of women?
Yeah, like we do prayers, we do seminars, we read the Bible. I always pray before saying anything, because I don't want to say anything wrong to women. I know women are very sensitive. That is the reason why we were tempted first, because we are very weak. So I try to like tell them and lead them into their place, because that's exactly what I had to do. I had to surrender myself to my husband. I didn't change my husband in any way. I did.
You have a husband, you have kids, you have a family. Why are you trying to lead women? Because women can't lead women. Every time, every time women listen to other women, they suffer. Every time men listen to women, they suffer. Women cannot lead anybody. Why are you trying to lead women when you have a family anyway?
Let's try to say that it's not necessarily me leading. I usually, like I said, I pray before saying anything, because I want the Holy Spirit to fill me and for me to be like an example for my sister, for my mom.
When you say you pray, how do you pray before you say things to these women?
I tell God to give us the Holy Spirit, for us to understand the word and the meaning of his words towards women. I ask him if anything that we need to correct us at that moment. Yesterday we read into Timothy, and it talks about how women are supposed to be silent and all that. And I explained to them as to why he said those kind of things. And it's because of what you just said originally, that women are evil. We are born, or at least we are in the past of evil.
What did those women say when you told them they were evil?
They did took it into perspective by themselves. Like, not every woman reacts the way that they reacted, because I have a lot of women that always throw hate to me. They always, like, call me names and send me to hell, or, you know, tell me malicious things. But then there is this woman, because I have patience, I know that we are a little bit close-minded to the Holy Spirit, or at least to the existence of God. And so these people that I speak to, they are in many different parts of the world. They took it well. They were like,
but why are you, because of time? Let me ask.
Yeah.
First of all, when you pray to God before you start your meeting, and then you start your little Bible meeting, God has nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Your prayer to God about that and your reading the Bible thing has nothing to do with God at all.
Okay.
And secondly, you should not be leading women or anyone. You have a family that you need to focus on.
Okay.
How old are your children?
They are 2 and 1.
Why? You don't need to be trying to lead nobody. You need to be there for your husband and your children.
Yeah, I'm always there for my husband and my children.
I know, but why are you trying to lead someone then?
Because I'm not trying to lead. I just want God to change lives, I'll say.
Why? Why do you want God to do that?
Because Paul says that he wants to save every man. like you said.
I know, but why do you want him to do it so badly? You are the leading women, and you have a husband and children.
No, I don't want to do it specifically so badly. It's just a desire of helping. I feel like
you already have. You have your husband and your wife. I mean, your wife.
Correct.
You have your husband and your children to help. You don't need to help anybody else.
Okay. So I should just let the Bible studies off?
Yes.
Okay.
Let those women suffer until they find their way.
Well, so far it actually has worked. Most of them, what is that thing, is submitted to their husbands. Their husbands are now their leaders of their home, I would say, because they had backed down. It's pretty much all I always try to say is that women have to back down because we are damaging our kids. We are damaging men. We are damaging our husbands. So,
why does your husband let you do this?
Huh?
Why does your husband let you go out?
I guess in the beginning was because of immatureness. And right now he now is doing it with all of his friends. Like he's talking to his friends. He's preaching to his friends. He does things on his own. He's very wise as well. I think that God.
I got to run, but tell your husband to make you stay home and watch over his children.
Well, we're right now in a lot of difficult situations where we have to work. I take care of everything, the household and my babies. I take care of him. I always make sure that he is very well taken care of because
so
that's
you
my
get
role
paid,
as a wife.
You get paid to read the Bible and do that with the women.
No.
Well, what do you mean by you have to work then?
Well, no, I mean, I'm talking about me working in my regular job. I am a CNA. I work helping people.
So you're married with two young children. You teach the Bible to the women and you have a job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the?
Yeah,
what?
I love it though. It brings joy to me.
No,
that's
it doesn't.
I wanted to see if it was something bad.
You don't love it at all. You're doing it for ego reasons. There's no love in that. It's just you're doing it for the thrill, and the thrill is not love.
Okay. How do you know that it's for the thrill?
Because you're leaving your family, your children, without you being there to watch over them and take care of them.
But how do you know that I am not taking care of my husband and my kids?
Because you can't be doing all those things you're doing and do a good job or a job of taking care of your husband and children.
So you don't think I'm giving my kids love in abundance and teaching them how to be kids or play? Because that's what I do with them.
No,
I play, I teach them little stuff and things like that.
No, you're not at all.
Okay.
Playing with your children is not love. You need to do what you want, and I'm surprised. I'm not surprised. So you did you bring your husband to Christ?
No, Christ made a change in him.
And what?
I just prayed. I did the silent prayer. You told me to do the silent prayer, and
right,
I prayed, and I told God, can you please just. Can you surround us with you? I really want a man to lead because I did find God in a moment of desperation where I found out that I was evil, like you said, and I made repentance and all of this. So I started feeling, you know, the love for my husband, for me to be faithful to my husband because I wasn't like that. For me to be faithful to my husband, for me to be a good mother, taking care of them, for me to be a good friend, for me
so,
to be a good sister.
So what would you do if your husband told you to stop the Bible teaching right now?
I will definitely stop.
So why don't you stop then?
He hasn't told me that, though. He hasn't told me to stop.
Tell your husband to have it's unfortunate that you have to work.
Yeah.
That's bad enough. But it's double trouble that you call yourself teaching other women. Women can't teach. It's not in them.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So drop the Bible class.
Okay, all right. That sounds good.
You going to drop it?
Yeah, I mean, if you're telling me that it's bad, yes, I will.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought I was doing a good thing. I swear, I promise that I thought I was going to do a good thing.
No.
I promise that
I believe you. No,
but
I believe you.
I thought that I was doing something good.
But
yeah.
No one should be teaching Bible classes anyway. You're not. Mm-hmm. You have a teacher inside. The Holy Spirit will teach you all things. And you, even men, when they teach the Bible, they're screwing up the lives of the people. They're keeping them away from the teacher. So it's not good to be teaching a Bible class anyway. And it's especially not good when women do it.
Okay. All right. Sounds, so I understand that point.
Hopefully one day you won't have to work either, you know, but I don't know your circus.
I'm planning to stay home. I always tell that too.
Right.
So my husband, I'm like, I'm planning to stay home because that's what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be taking care of you.
Right.
I'm supposed to be taking care of my kids. But we need the income, the extra income that that I can provide while I'm working.
I understand.
I do give myself a lot of time with my kids. But yeah, I don't want to send them to daycare because of the same reason that they, a lot of evil women, like you say, are around. And I try to teach them at home.
Well, good. Well, drop the Bible class. It's a waste of time. You can't help those women. And and you just stay with the silent prayer and watch over your husband and children. And hopefully one day you won't have to go to work, but I understand the work situation. And I wish you well. Call me again, all right?
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, Jesse. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Super chat. Let's finish the super chat.
Someone bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
Love your show. Working on myself every day, including silent prayer. I have a question. Should I move out of my parents' house if my college is paid for through scholarships and I have a car? I have my own section of the home, but the deceiver is introducing the feeling in me that I owe them, and I don't know. It's like a guy whose parents gave him the Scandinavian trip, and he didn't know if he should go. Also, I would love to talk to you if you had time for a chat.
And this is a guy or girl?
Doesn't say.
What's the name?
He might say. He or she might say. Someone.
Someone. If you want counseling with me, call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, or go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, all right? And we'll talk. It sounds like you have more to talk to me about concerning that. So I don't want to respond to that. I would need to hear more from you about the situation. All right?
Or there's one line open right now.
Yeah, you can call the show unless it's private. You don't want to put your personal business out there. There's one line open right now, 888-775-3773. All right? Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, someone. Popcorn's Thump Keg bought a coffee. Jesse, I've heard you say on many occasions there is no such thing as civil rights.
Right.
Since that's your stance, wasn't it somewhat disingenuous of you to file a civil rights violation lawsuit against your gym?
I didn't. I was. They got mad at me because they heard me on an interview. I was talking about Donald Trump, supported Donald Trump, and at the time, the manager of the gym got mad and threw me out. The lawsuit was about that. Thank you.
Nice. But it was this civil rights lawsuit. Was that hypocritical? It seems like you were being dishonest.
I don't even understand that question.
He says there to
outwardly. You bad question. Don't even make sense. You can't. Yeah.
To outwardly.
How does that relate to the civil rights, so called civil rights movement?
I don't know. I think he got hung up on the civil rights lawsuit. Something like that.
No.
Whatever.
I
think you're holding them to their own standard. If they're going to have that law, might as well use that law against the evil people.
You trying to answer that question, doesn't it make sense?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah, it does.
That question you asked makes sense.
Because there shouldn't be anti-discrimination laws. They should be able to discriminate against you for whatever reason.
Oh.
But since they have these laws, you might as well use it.
Oh, I see.
Show that they're hypocrites.
I'm glad you answered. Yeah. That's the answer. Thank you. Thank you.
Greenwall with two coffees. Were you saying many do not find wisdom? That reminded me of Sirach 6:22, which is in one of the Bibles. For wisdom is according to her name. I think it's the Catholic Bible. And she is not manifest unto many. That book was removed from the King James Bible about a century ago, 1885, after being part of the Bible for 2,000 years. Who is making these decisions, says Greenwald.
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. I wanted to ask you about the Catholic thing.
Okay.
I was talking to a friend of mine, and they were telling me that they had gone to a Catholic event.
Yeah.
Last week or recently, for sure. And that the Catholic, they be doing like a song thing. Oh!
Yes.
What's that?
I don't know. I'm not a Catholic.
Am I saying, how do you, let me hear it.
I don't know it.
Oh!
I'm a normal Christian. They do like a liturgy or something. Or they sing in Latin.
Where they get that from?
Ask a Catholic. Ask Nick.
Nick, where y'all get that from?
I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about.
He left when he was 12.
Oh. But do you know what he's talking about?
Joke, you guys' jokes is just lies?
Huh?
That's your guys' comedy? What did you say, James? You said I left Mexico when I was 12?
No, left the Catholic Church when you were 12. Turned atheist.
What? What?
So he may not know what the Catholic thing is.
Right, okay. Yeah. Let's move on.
Gustavo bought our coffee.
I want to know what that means, folks. What a Catholic priest be praying those things.
Nice.
Or singing those things.
They're singing in Latin, I know that. They're doing a Latin thing.
It's like a Christian singing in English, but it's just a Catholic singing in...
Doing these different chants.
All right.
Gustavo bought our coffee. I think of people... Oh, this isn't a biblical question response.
Why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people?
I think of people because I see myself and I have the same problems as them, he says.
Interesting.
Indeed.
Very interesting. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you very much.
Roy donated he sent a payment on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App.
Thank you, Roy.
He says, love your wife like Christ loves the church.
Right on.
For
sure.
Mr. Roy.
Thank you, Roy. Deep.
Lori bought our coffee. Hey, Jesse, I'm white and have always...
You white?
I've always claimed to be Christian. At the same time, I had an abortion. I believed the baby was the problem when the problem was me being a slut. I was absolutely possessed by the devil and thought I did what was right for me. Didn't realize the truth for another 25 years. The real me would never do that. Satan lies to us and we listen so we can do what we want.
Absolutely. Amazing. I'm glad you're waking up. That's amazing. What does the Bible say about abortion?
It just says, thou shalt not kill.
But it doesn't say anything at all about abortion.
I don't think they had abortions.
You know, I was thinking about that. I always hear people talk about what the Bible say about abortion. The Bible said that. And I'm like, I don't ever remember reading anything that the Bible said about abortion.
Yeah.
But people always say that the Bible says about abortion.
The atheists claim that Moses gave them a concoction to prompt an abortion. But I don't know what the truth of that situation is.
I doubt it, that's true.
Yeah.
Boy, a better thing to do.
What a mess.
But the Bible itself doesn't even discuss abortion.
Right. They didn't.
Haven't you heard the Christians using the Bible to pretend they were defending abortion?
Opposing abortion?
Opposing abortion.
Yeah, I mean, they say, oh, it's murder, thou shalt not kill, and then they're on a mission about that. But really...
I knew something wrong with that.
But really, they're up in their... They're passionately self-righteous about
it. They're in their imagination about that. The Bible ain't said nothing about no abortion. What? Nah. Thank you.
Salty Mad Jameson donated it on... he gave a super chat over on Odyssey, O-D-Y-S-E-E. Saying .com/@ JC Lee Peterson. Hake. This is in response to the Hake news. Tropical storms are normally named after men, he says. Then, if they are upgraded to a hurricane, then they get girl names like Debbie. Smiley face emoji. I don't know if that's true. I had never heard that. I'll have to look that up because Debbie became a tropical storm and then a hurricane and then a storm again. And they never changed the name.
When I was growing up, I never heard of a those storms be called men names. They were always women names.
Right.
Never men. No matter how bad or how light it was always a woman's name and not a man name.
We'll have to look into this and fact check you, Salty Mad Jameson.
Thank you.
All my bone days, bought a coffee. The Trump on X conversation with Elon was so mamma mia. Hola, si, senor, galoshes. Amazing.
Amazing.
Can't wait for more Trump mean tweets now. We are so back.
Yeah. What an amazing man's history moment. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, we're going to finish that and your phone call. The treasure chest is now open on DLive. We have to be... So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, listen up. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake. Can we open the treasure chest? Did I say it? I forgot to say it.
No, I did open it, though.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. Yo.
Thank you. Amazing. The treasure chest is now open on DLive.
You know how you said to James that he dates Asians?
Yes.
You know how.
But not only.
You know how
I haven't dated an Asian in 10 years.
He'll date 12. A white girl if one comes along.
Right. See?
But he'll run after the Asian.
You don't know me.
And then no, I'm Catholic. I was just saying, oh, the punchline is a lie. That's all I was saying. Okay, sorry.
Okay. Where was I? Oh, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. Can we put up this? The Hake Report.com at 9, right at the top of this hour, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black. A mission given to him by God. Mending relationships. Joel Friday TV, he black. And at 12 noon, at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. If you didn't hear it last night during the Elon Musk interview with the Great White Hope, you can podcast the American Anchor Baby show and hear the interview last night. As one of the other super chats or callers said, it was a mad history moment. It really, really was. August is Men History Month. Happy Men History Month. So check out the American Anchor Baby from last night. All right. So what I want to do, we got so many calls. I want to finish up the super chats. I want to get you some calls. Blah, blah, blah. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Jaime from Minnesota claims Taka is a mess. That was one of your calls. It's a Japanese caller from
New Mexico. It was an amazing call, Jaime. It wasn't a mess at all. It was deep. To be real honest, it was deep. It really gave me something to think about, too. So it wasn't a mess. Right?
I agree. It was, it started off kind of typical.
Right.
Oh, we shouldn't be talking about this race stuff. But then he pointed out the communism, and then he started talking about his relationships and dating and family stuff. It was pretty interesting. And he's coming at it from a totally different perspective from, like, the blacks want to say, oh, there is no race, so that you can avoid talking about what's going on with the blacks. And that wasn't his mindset, I don't think.
Yeah. It was deep, Jaime, but I appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you for your coffee.
Yeah, thank you.
Gen C, 5 coffees. Dude from New Mexico is right-ish. This is Taka again, referring to Taka's call.
Right.
IMHO, in my humble opinion, there is only one race, human. Black/dark-skinned, white, olive complexion, American, Irish, German, Japanese, Korean, Mexican, etc. Merely descriptors and identification traits.
Yeah. I like the fact what Taka was saying, too, is that he realized it's a spiritual battle. There is a warfare between good and evil. And it's because of that that we have this racism, all this kind of stuff going on, because the people just can't see what the real deal is. So it was deep. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Over on Buy Me a Coffee, Chill and Lean bought another coffee answering the biblical question.
Why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people?
Because I'm always in competition with them.
Interesting. I'm telling y'all, this is if you really, 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 and I know most people are not going to want to. Most people love their misery. They love their hell. And they're going to drop their bodies right in hell and disappear. But there are some people who want to wake up. I want to respond to that so badly, I don't know what to do. But I'm going to have to hold it until Sunday. But thank you. Amazing.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive. Stan69, ultra, let me see what this says. Ultra conservative, I think, probably. Fatty Wat, taking care of business. And, Ultra Cocoa Pup. My bag, not ultra conservative. and the rest of the supporters, thank you guys for your support. And I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I absolutely appreciate it. Some of you might be aware of this. I wasn't aware of this at all until this morning when my producer, Derek, brought it to my attention. Apparently, there was a so-called protest in Ferguson over the weekend. And according to the story, a cop ended up getting wounded. And I'm going to bring you that story tomorrow. I have it here in the package, but I don't have time to get to it today. But I'm just blown away that human beings are so evil that they celebrate something called anniversary for. I'll get into it tomorrow. I don't want to go down that right now. And apparently, according to the story, there's a cop fighting for his life right now, right? Brain injury, according to this report. I told you human nature, human beings are evil. There's just no. If once you understand that, though, once you can see it in yourself, you will overcome it. You can mark my word. Once you can admit to yourself that your nature is evil and there's no love in it at all, you shall be free. But you got to see it in yourself and admit it to yourself, even if you don't tell anyone else. As long as you can admit it to yourself. Let me go quickly to a first-time caller, and thank you all for your super chats. I absolutely appreciate it. James is a first-time caller out of Georgia. Georgia, oh, my, my. James, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
First and foremost, on Jesse Lee, you and Hank, and your whole staff, all of you, going to be blessed. The living God, the one that sent Jesus Christ down here in the flesh to die and raise, wants to thank you, and he's going to bless you. Okay.
Thank you, James. I appreciate that.
First and foremost, man's perfect. Wait a minute. You asked that question. That question is answered. We all supposed to worship the living God, first and foremost. But when they asked Yahshua that question, he told us all this. He said, worship the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy strength and all thy soul and all thy mind. And then he said the other part, love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yeah.
So I spoke this because I'm that born again person who fully bloomed tree. I worry only about the lost. But I see the tares are being separated. So I'm still preaching to the tares. They better be ready because Yahshua's not playing. The purpose, man's purpose. A young man was absolutely correct. When the Antichrist comes, he will separate all colors. He will make us all into one color. We only human. Human is this, Adam. When you see me, you see that dirt, you see me, Adam. My son's blood, Abel, is on the street every day. Every day. Man's purpose, Jess. Can you hear me?
I'm listening. Yes, sir.
Man's purpose were to reproduce and fill the earth. Man and woman was to form the strongest bond, a relationship of love, care, trust, and loyalty to each other, to teach people are of one blood from one source. God's message is the gospel of Christ can save everyone who believes. Man owes his life and very existence to God, the living God, Jeff. So you can ask me any questions you like, and I really appreciate you, man. I had to be had the patience of Job, and I love the caller's call. I don't agree with you on a lot of things, Jess, but you were the first person to let me in, and I thank you. Now, let me tell you what broke my heart, Jess, and you can't never call another person a black man, is when Dwayne Wade, just an ignorant basketball player, got a demon in him. Him and his whole family, we all know this. And he can tell men to put on fingernail polish. And they run to that, put that 666 on their hand. It's evil, Jess. I don't hear no clergy talking about it. I don't hear no so-called politician talking about it. I don't hear nobody talking about that pedophilia of a person in Dwayne Wade and his family.
Well, I remember when the story first broke that he was allowing his son to be like a transgender. We talked about that for a while, but we can't, you know, you just have to wish them well. They can't see, but they have to go, but we can't, we shouldn't condemn him. Because he's just blind.
Because him, nothing. The abomination is abomination. I don't condemn him, the living God. You said what's in the Bible. The abomination is in the Bible.
Hold on, wait a minute. Yeah, hold on. What I mean is we can't be angry at him because he just can't see. Because if he were able to see, there's no way that he would have allowed that to happen to his son. You know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. I understand this, Jess. I'm like a trillion, probably 100,000 other people in this world in America. We have homosexuals in our family. I got a homosexual son. We'll talk about that. But let me explain something to you. My homosexual son don't bring his lifestyle out into the world and say, hey, man, y'all paint your fingernails. When anybody starts trying to hurt the species of man, because I'm go back to it, we're Adam. That's who we are, humanity.
Amazing.
Well, then we got to talk about it, Jeff.
But here's it. Let me tell you this.
They put Bill Cosby away. They put R. Kelly away. They burning their stuff up. Why they won't burn up Dwayne Wade's stuff? R. Kelly. What the? Michael Jackson, the pedophile Michael Jackson. We let him get away with it, but we got to wait. Like you said, we got to wait for the white man to tell us it's wrong to burn his stuff up. You know, if he would have been in Miami and he would have went to, say, Dallas, the folks in Miami would have burnt up his damn church.
Hold on one minute. I'm upset.
Yeah,
calm down. I'm being told that Wayne's son is not homosexual, right? Joy, that's what you're telling me?
His son's an abomination, just like mine is an abomination.
His son is not, according to this report, his son is not a homosexual. He's just dressed like a girl. He's probably got his mama's period. But look, James, call me again, buddy. I gotta run. I'm running out of time after call, but call me again. Bible Stop for Thursday is for people. Call me then, James. Josh is the first time caller out of... Joel, I don't know what you're saying. You're saying that I referred to callers. About what? Oh, okay. I don't know what Joel's trying to say. I'm a little thrown off here about Dwayne Wade's son versus the caller's son up here. I don't know. So we don't know about Dwayne Wade's son either. So we just don't know because I'm confused now. Let me go. Josh, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding you on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm better than I deserve.
Go ahead.
I just want to say thanks for what you do and just saying thanks. You helped me out a lot and been watching your show for a few months. Just got two of your books in and really got some good advice.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, I had, because that spirit of anger, I had that for the longest time and I couldn't overcome it. Went to the hooping and hollering church, you know, going to the altar. Oh, Lord, you know, help me get this anger away. But I heard your show. And I always had that resentment towards the mother. So I did what you said, and I had to sit her down and forgive her and change the game.
Right on. Nice, huh?
Yeah, it did. It was completely just everything off my shoulders. It was just like a complete spirit change, just everything taken away right there.
Right on, that man. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Absolutely.
Well, stay with that, Josh. Stay with the prayer now. You haven't seen anything, man. So just stay with the prayer morning and night and during the day. Practice bringing your mind back to where your body is so you can be in the presence of God, of truth, of love. And you haven't seen. Wisdom will overflow. It's going to blow your mind.
All right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So stay present.
And then I wanted to get the biblical question before I head out.
Why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people?
All right. So I try, when I'm thinking of other people, I'm not in the present. So then I'm passing judgment, and then I'm thinking I'm God, but I'm actually Satan. And it's either if it's good or bad, it's just for selfish reasons. Whether you're thinking good about them or if you're feeling sorry for them, if you want to help them, it's all from Satan living in judgment on other people.
Very, very interesting. I want to respond. I really appreciate the feedback that I've been getting from the people on this question. I want to respond, but I'll hold it for Sunday. Have you been watching the Sunday Fellowship?
I have. Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
I'll respond to that on Sunday. Thank you for responding. I appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, all I can do is work on myself.
Yeah.
Try to be the living example for those around me. But, yeah, thanks again for everything you do. I appreciate it. I look forward to hearing what you got to say about this Sunday. You take care.
All right, buddy. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly to Canada and talk to Josh. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Is it okay for me to vomit because of my friend talking about his homosexual lifestyle?
No.
Named Dexter?
No, you should not vomit. You should wish him well.
Okay. How do I help him overcome homosexuality?
You can't help him. You can't even fish yourself. Joshua, you can't even fish yourself. You just work on you, and you wish your friend well. If you don't want to be around him, Joshua, don't be around him, but don't judge him. He has the same spirit that every human being has, and that is the spirit of his mother. And the only way he's going to overcome that, he got to see that, he got to forgive his mother, and then God will take the spirit away from him. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
And your father?
Yes.
Have you told your friend to forgive his mother?
Not yet, but
and why not?
His parents are divorced.
Oh, good. That's even more so. He's missing his father. He's yearning for the father, and he hates his mother, so he's taking all his mother's spirit. Will you tell him to forgive him? And don't be mad at him. Don't judge him. You, now that you have forgiven, you're supposed to be the light. And you should understand that it's not him, but it's the spirit of his mother in him.
Okay.
How old is he?
Around 20.
And how old are you?
21.
Yeah, tell him what you have learned. You know how you had that angry spirit of your mother, and you were just like your mother. And when you forgave your mother, you were able to see, and things start to change. Why don't you tell him that rather than being mad at him? Why haven't you told him?
Okay.
Why haven't you told him that already?
Because I never thought of it until now because of you.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, don't be mad at him. Tell him how to overcome. Don't try to force him to overcome. But point the way and then leave it up to him. But don't be mad at him.
Okay.
And if you don't want to hang around, you don't have to hang around. If you do, Joshua, you hang around. But if you don't want to, but don't judge him. Don't be mad at him. He can't help it.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
I wish you well, man. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Okay. You too.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Bye now. 888-7753. 773. First time caller out of Massachusetts. Andrew.
Massachusetts.
Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jesse, how are you? Oh, my God. I'm so thankful to talk to you. I've been trying to call in on multiple shows. I'm really thankful to be able to talk to you. No, it's because you're behind a little bit on the phone. I'm ahead a little bit on the call here. Hey, Jesse, I got some questions to ask you respectfully, though. I mean, I'm not being disrespectful, nothing. So you know how they're pushing that transgender shit everywhere?
Hold on a minute. Hold on. Calm down for a minute. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
I'm taking you off speaker right now. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
So,
and also, you know don't be cursing on the phone, all right? on the
okay,
show.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
All right, go ahead.
Listen, you know how, like, the transgenders now are being pushed into sports and everybody's making a big deal about it?
Right.
Do you think back in the day when the blacks were being pushed into sports and everybody making a big deal about it, shouldn't we have listened to those people back then and segregated sports with just whites, blacks, Asians, you know what I mean? Let it go down the line to whatever cyborg abomination people want to create. You know what I mean?
One thing that they should not have done during that time was trying to force people to come together. They should have just left it alone. And people would have come together on their own. Those who wanted to be together would have been together. Those who didn't want to play together would not have played. But they made
I 100% agree.
They made
I agree.
You can't force someone to love you.
Do you think that the Zionists are pushing this diversity on the people to destroy, like, biological weapons to destroy the whites and our nations?
Well, I don't know what a Zionist is, but I do know that.
The Zionists,
I know that
Israel.
White
God
people.
God didn't come down from heaven. Well, white people, hold on.
Let me tell you this.
As a whole.
I know that white people are under attack, for sure. That's
okay,
for sure.
Thank you. Yep. Hell yeah. Thank you, Jesse. Now, do you understand, in Israel, if they're black, I know a lot of black people in this country, they're put on a pedestal and worshipped as gods my whole 36 years.
In Israel?
I've always seen the white people. Well, listen to this. You notice how everyone thinks that Israel's the chosen people, but God didn't come down in 1946 and give those people the Palestinians land.
Let me tell you this.
The Balfour Declaration.
Let me tell you this.
If you're black or gay, hold on. If you're black or gay,
Can you call me back on this? I'm running out of time. That's all.
I'm sorry, Jesse. Okay.
I'll take your call.
I don't believe all humans are equal. Do you think that one dog species, like a pit bull and a chihuahua, is the same thing?
Call me tomorrow, and I'll take your call as soon as you call in, all right? And I know
Jesse, please answer the phone for me. My name's Andrew Koenig.
Okay, I will. I am so out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, E-Black. And at 12 noon, The American Anchor Baby. I got to go now and tape 3 episodes of the FallenState.tv. What the? 3 brand new episodes. I got to tape right now. The 3 hours of talking. No, I'm just saying. You got to drop the anger, folks, if you want to be free. And you can't. And you have another energy working through you. An energy of good. A life. Everlasting life. And no matter what situation come, you'll be able to flow through it. Forgive your mothers. Forgive your fathers. Do the silent prayer. And the Father will forgive you. It'll be amazing. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. Tomorrow is Manhood Hour. If the Lord is willing and the creeds don't rise. Thank you all for your super chats and your donations and responding to the biblical questions. Everything. Take care. The Hake Report is coming up now. Bye. Amazing. Check out Jesse on the horse. Bye, y'all. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around